So I wanted to talk to Jack, who is the guy that's kind of made all of this possible today. So thanks to you for allowing us here in the first place.
No worries, you're
laying,
very welcome.
Laying on all of these great people to talk to us. What's your job title? Media relations?
Yeah, I'm the media relations manager, so I try and find all the great nuggets of information and great stories that are coming out of the A14, of which there are plenty.
So you work for Highways England, and this is on your patch, but you cover a wider area than just this project.
Yeah, so there's quite a few different areas I cover. So I've been doing stories about some of the general maintenance works in the region as well, stories such as the Lower Thames Crossing further south on the Essex-Kent border. But the A14 is probably my most prevalent gift of stories, and there's so many things coming out of it and so many different things going on. There's just an abundance of news that comes out of the projects.
I guess your role is a very busy one, and probably changes or has changed a lot over the last few years with the advent of social media. I guess it's very important for you as Highways England to communicate what's going on here and tell people all the interesting stories, but also communicate to people when roads are going to be closed and disruption and all of that sort of thing as well.
Yeah, and as you've touched on with the previous guests, there's so much to a roads project that people don't realise is going on, and it's a lot more complicated than people think. So you might look at it without any knowledge and think, oh, you just lay down some asphalt on a field and bam, you've got a road. And actually, it's very complicated. There's a lot of things you don't think about, like the archaeology, like the environment, and there's so many nice things to tell people about that and all the measures we do. So people tend to think of roads being environmentally damaging, for example. So when we can come in and actually tell people that we've planted over 800,000 and trees and that we've replanted two for every one removed, we can actually evidence how we're supporting the environment and not just ploughing through inconsiderately.
Yeah. So social media is obviously a big part of your way of communicating with the general public, but you have had meetings with groups and exhibitions where people can go and see the plans and have a direct means of communication with you as well, haven't you?
Yeah, there's been various meetings and engagement events. The most recent were in Huntingdon, a series of events explaining the work that's happening there, how the layout's going to change, particularly when the viaduct comes down. But it's just a whole new way of reaching out to people, and people have been very supportive of this project, and there's a lot of great content we can share with them, and social media's been particularly good in explaining the road closures but also showing what we're doing. So much of this project is taking place off the main road. You can get the misconception that there's just a lot of cones out and no work happening, whereas with this project about 3/4 of it is off the road. So when we can put out videos and posts and show people what we're doing, when we can share time-lapse footage of things like the bridges being dropped in at Bar Hill, it was over a weekend closure, then you can realise just how many people are working hard on this project, even if you can't see them. And when you see things like this time-lapse, you realise how great these changes are and what it is that's happening.
Yeah, we've just seen that actually, and that is really impressive that you built the bridge and then you put it in over a weekend with how many wheels was on that machine that moved it? 200 and something.
Oh, that was
240 wheels, and it was obviously moving very slowly, but you still were ahead of schedule, Jack.
Yeah.
This project has been on time and on budget, apparently.
It is, yeah, which makes it a very easy sell, and it's great to be promoting it when it's like the gift that keeps on giving from my point of view.
Yeah, definitely. Well, so thanks again for having us here. It's a great access that you've given us. And
I think everyone is going to really look forward to driving on the new road. And I think we're all getting quite, you know, excited about it now that we will be able to do it soon. And I think people are going to be pretty impressed when they are.
Mm. Yeah, well, obviously we're getting to see a part that the general public haven't yet been able to. And it's a very impressive feat of engineering.
Yeah, and this stretch will be open that we're on now before Christmas this year. If people want to go on it before then, the A14 is hosting a charity event in 2 or 3 weeks, middle of October, where people can come and there'll be a race taking part with cyclists and runners being able to experience some of this new section and cross the new half a mile long Great Ouse Viaduct as part of that, raising money for charity.
Yeah.
That sounds a brilliant event, and you can find out more about that obviously online as well.
Yeah, head to the Highways England website for the A14 and you'll find full details there.
And then people can still enter?
We've still got some entries available. Yeah, it has sold out pretty quickly, but even if you can't take part yourself, we'd still like you to come down and support those people who are doing it, because it's all for a good cause.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks, Jack.